Chapter 1. Why You Need Protection. You probably have an image of a hacker in your head, right? Somebody sitting around in a sweatshirt working on a computer somewhere. That's what you probably envision when you think of the word hacker, and you probably have the idea that this person lives and works in a dorm room or something. But that's not what we see today when it comes to hackers. We see big businesses staffed by developers focused on one thing and one thing only: deploying and detonating ransomware. This is not a single hacker situation. There are teams of people who are coordinated and trying to get into your networks. In fact, one of my biggest fears when I was running an MSP was that I would get a phone call in the middle of the night, somebody calling to tell me that our entire infrastructure was down because one of our user accounts was hacked, that hackers got in and were able to ransom all of our clients at the same time using our remote tools. When I talk to people about this, I get responses like, "I'm safe, I don't have to worry about it." I then ask, "Why do you feel like you're safe? What do you have in place that makes you feel that way?" The answers include, "I have antivirus software. I have artificial intelligence. I have SIEM. I have backups." Okay, you get where this is going. But then I often find out later that these people's entire networks were ransomed. Before I go too much further, let me talk about backups. When I was growing up, there was this game called Pac-Man. Do you remember? You're the little Pac-Man. You're the little yellow guy, and you're going around and around, trying to get all the little bits off the board. You're trying to do that before you get caught by the ghosts. Within the first couple of levels of play, the ghosts don't really know where you are. They just bumble around and move all over the board. But as the levels get higher, the ghosts get increasingly interested in where you are. And by the time you reach level 20, as soon as you get on the board, they're headed your way. If that little yellow guy is your backups, then the ghosts are the ransomware. And the thing about this game is that the little yellow guy never, ever makes it out alive. And in 2021, we are at level 20 when it comes to ransomware. It's pretty sophisticated, and it's pretty good at finding your backups. If your backups are on the same network as they are in Pac-Man, you will get caught, and your network will be destroyed. Another thing I hear when I ask people why they feel safe is, "I have cloud backups," but that's just another form of Pac-Man. Same game, just a bigger board. I also hear, "I have cloud backups and they're offline." But I know the numbers. Only half of you who have offline cloud backups have them set up properly. This means that ransomware is able to get to not only your on-site backup, but also your cloud backup and your off-site backup.